أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يذلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of our prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, sadaqallahu al-azim. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those of you who were able to take advantage of these past few days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored an incalculable amount of blessings in the middle of Sha'ban. And now that we, inshallah, are about 2 weeks away from the holy month of Ramadan, I remind you, as I remind myself, that it will be wise to prepare for this occasion by increasing your knowledge on how to get the most out of this month. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to publish one of the best books in English on the holy month of Ramadan, and the proceeds of which go towards the maintenance of Masjid al-Fatir. So if you have not already done so, I urge you to purchase this book, The Best Month, The Best Night, and learn, inshallah, how to best prepare for this merciful event, the holy month of Ramadan. That said, inshallah, on to our topic. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book when He says, among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of them, some have fulfilled their obligations, being that they have given their lives in the cause of Allah, and some are still waiting to do so. But they have never wavered in the least. Now, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this ayah is verse 23 of Surah Al-Ahzab. And it is known as Ma'arakatul Khandaq. The ayah revealed about the trench. This is in reference, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Abu Sufyan and the Kufar of the Quraysh, as well as the Jews of Mecca and Medina with their allies, gathered and attempted to destroy Islam in the city of Medina with all of the Muslims. It was on this day that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu, to suggest to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he dig a trench around the city of Medina. And they did so. And by this, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the many reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Muslims to be victorious. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we wish to discuss this man, Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu. He was one of the 10 that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his death that they had the guarantee of paradise. What may come as a surprise, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the journey that Salman radiallahu anhu took as he made his way back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is very unfortunate that only a few of you make it a point to be here on time to listen to the khutbah from beginning to end. And for those of you that are here now, I want you to take a moment in your mind, in your heart, to thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing you with this habit. Because you are about to hear what you have never heard before. And it will most certainly change your life. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you to remember this when you need it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Asbagh bin Nubata radiallahu anhu, who said, Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu had been appointed by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu as the prince of the cities, serving as governor. And he held this position until the days of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu alayhi salam. I came to him one day, and he happened to be very ill. During my visit, his sickness took a turn for the worse, so much so that he believed that he would die. And thus he looked upon me and he said, O Asbagh, radiallahu anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, when death approaches you, a dead man will speak with you. Salman radiallahu anhu continued, so I want to know if my death is coming or not. I said, oh my brother, what do you want from me? Salman radiallahu anhu replied, bring me a stretcher and 4 men to carry me so that I may go to the cemetery. I said, I will honor your quest your request rather immediately. And I did so. And so we took him on a stretcher to the graveyard. When we arrived, Salman radiallahu anhu said, "Please, face me in the direction of the Qibla." And we did so. And thereafter he called in a strong voice, "Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers among the dead. May the peace of Allah be upon those who are far from the dunya." No one answered him. So he called again. "May the peace of Allah be upon those whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made death their destiny. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon those whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth a blanket. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon those who are facing the consequences of their actions in the dunya. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon those who await the blast from the trumpet. I ask you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Azim, the Almighty, and I ask you by the beneficent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that someone from among you answer me. I, Salman al-Farisi, the trustee of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, O Salman, when death approaches you, one from the dead will speak to you. So I am looking to know if my death is upon me or not." As soon as Salman radiallahu anhu completed his statement, a voice answered him from a nearby grave, "Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. O people of the dunya, who are busy building, we here in the next world are listening to your words, and we have rushed to come and answer you. So ask, may Allah have mercy upon you." Salman radiallahu anhu, he said, "O dead man talking, are you from the people of paradise, or are you from the people of the fire?" He said, "O Salman radiallahu anhu, I am from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his forgiveness and entered the paradise by his mercy." So Salman radiallahu anhu, he said, "Now then, O Abdullah, servant of Allah, describe death for me. How did you find it? How did you deal with it? What did you see? What did you face?" "Easy, Salman," said the voice from the grave. "I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being cut to pieces with shears and sawed in two by saws would be far easier than facing the moment of death. In the dunya, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with good deeds, and I was always on the hunt for them. I never missed performing salah, reading the Holy Quran, being dutiful to my parents, and avoiding the haram, fearing that I may oppress anyone. Day and night I searched for the halal, because I did not want Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to question me about how I earned my livelihood. O Salman radiallahu anhu, while I was in my prime and having the time of my life, enjoying my family, suddenly I fell ill. And I was sick, but only for a few days. But it looked like my time in the dunya had come to an end. That was when, out of nowhere, a huge creature, horrible in appearance, manifested itself before me. When I looked to the sky, I could not see above it. When I looked to the ground, I could not see below it. And it drew closer, closer, till we were face to face. He looked me in the eye, and I went blind to everything in the dunya. Then he looked at my ears, and my hearing failed me. Then he looked at my tongue and pulled it out. Thus I became deaf, dumb, and blind to everything in the dunya. All that remained were the sounds and the wailing of my family spreading the news of my death. I found that I could not speak with my tongue of the dunya, but another tongue was made available to me. And I asked him, "Who are you that has snatched me away from my money, my family, and my children?" The creature turned to me and said, "I am the king of death. I have come to bring you from the dunya to the end, because your time in the dunya is done. The time of your death has come upon you." أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salman رضي الله عنه listened while the voice from the grave spoke. Just then, he said, two people approached me that were the most beautiful I had ever seen. One sat at my right and the other sat on my left. And both said simultaneously, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have come to you to show you your book. Take it. Look at what's inside. Please read it for me," I said. They said, "We are the two angels that accompanied you in the dunya, writing what you have earned as well as what you have missed. This is your book of deeds." So I looked upon them as they held them, and I was happy to see the good, and I smiled. But I also looked upon them and I saw my evil and was very upset and began to weep. "Do not worry," they said. "You will get the good." And they took the book from me, just as the king of death seized my soul. O Salman, radiallahu anhu, nothing can describe to you the force of death's grip as he pulled upon my soul, stretching it until it separated piece by piece from every part of my body. to the point that it felt as if I was being stretched between the earth and the sky above. My soul withdrew slowly from my feet and then my legs, leaving each part of my lower body bit by bit. Finally, once my soul reached my chest, he brought forth a spear so immense that were he to put it upon a mountain, it would shatter it to dust. Drawing the spear's tip closer, the king of death withdrew my soul through my nose. And at that, in the distance, I heard the scream of my family grow louder, and their worry increased for me. Hearing their cries, the king of death looked upon them angrily, and he said, "O people, why did you scream like this? We did not wrong him, so that you have a right to complain. We were not aggressive, so that you have a right to scream. We all belong to one Creator. If he commanded that you were to do this to us, you would obey and do what we do as we obey him in our duties. By Allah, we did not take anything from his wealth. His time is up, and we drive him to meet Al-Karim, the beneficent Lord. And he may decide his fate as he wishes, for he has decree over everything. If you are patient with his decision, you will be rewarded. And if you are distressed, you will be among the guilty. Oh, how many times do I have to come back to you? And when I come to take. And when I leave, I will leave with the boys as well as the girls. I will leave with the fathers as well as the mothers." And with that, the king of death collected my soul. And just at that moment, another angel appeared, taking my soul from him, placing it in a piece of silk, and whisking it off to the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all within a blink of an eye. Once in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal questioned my soul about the salah, about the fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, about the hajj, about the recitation of the Holy Quran, about the zakah and the sadaqah, about the days and how I spent them, about obedience to my parents, about the killing of a soul without any warrant, about the eating of the money of the orphan, about the wrongdoing that I had done in his creation, about the standing in the night for salah while the people slept. Question after question after question. Until Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned my soul to the earth. I then became aware of the people charged to wash me. They removed my clothes. And at that, my soul warned them, saying, "Take it easy with my body. By Allah, I have never seen a vein that I could not cut, nor a body that I could not destroy. And I swear, O Salman, radiallahu anhu, if they could hear the threats of the soul, no one would ever wash the dead." Then the washer rinsed me 3 times, and he dressed me with 3 pieces of cloth, and pulled my ring from my right hand and gave it to my eldest son, saying, "May Allah reward you on behalf of your father." Then they finished wrapping me in my shroud, and reminded me of my faith and what the questioning angels would say. They called to my parents, they called to my children, they called to my neighbors, saying, "Have a last look upon him and bid him farewell." And they did so and placed me in the coffin as my soul hung between my face and my shroud. All the while they prayed upon me. When they finished, they carried me to the grave. And when they approached the grave, I saw the hawl, where I would be laid to rest And this was the most frightening of sights. O Salman, O servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they began to lower me into my grave, it was just as if someone had dropped me from the heavens to the earth, and I had never, ever been so afraid. Then they placed the slates on the side of my coffin, and they dropped the dirt upon me, and just then my full hearing and my sight was restored, and I felt my tongue had returned to my soul. Shortly thereafter, the people began to leave, and I began to feel sorry. And I said out loud, I wish that I were among you. And right away, the reply came within my grave. Kalla, no, it is but a word that he speaks. And behind them is barzakh, a barrier, until the day when they will be resurrected. Who is this talking to me? He said, I am Munabbih. I am the angel that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed to every creature in his creation to remind them after their death so that they write their actions upon their own soul once they are between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he grabbed me and set me up and said, write your actions. I didn't count them. You didn't hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah counts it, but they forget. Then Munabbih said, write, I will dictate. Where's the paper? Then he pulled apart part of my shroud, and it became like paper. This is the paper for you to write your news. Where's the pen? Your index finger. Where's the ink? Your saliva. And then he began to dictate everything I did in the dunya. There was nothing that remained, great or small. And he didn't mention, or rather, that he missed from any of my actions. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Holy Quran, they will say, وَقَالُوا وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. And they will say, woe to us. What sort of book is this that neither leaves a small thing nor a big thing, but has it recorded with numbers? And they will find all that they did placed before them. And your Lord does not treat anyone unjustly. Then he took all that I had written, sealed it, and tied it to my neck. Just then, I felt as if the dunya was a mountain, and all of it had been bound around my throat. I asked him, why? Why are you doing this? And he replied, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. And we have fastened every man's deeds to his neck. And on the day of resurrection, we shall bring out for him a book which he will find wide open. And it will be said, read your book. You yourself are enough as a determiner of your fate this day. And with that he left. And Munkar appeared. To say that he was monstrous and overwhelming would not be enough to describe his dreadful appearance. He carried a column of iron that looked as if all of the people of the heaven and earth would not be able to lift it. And once he drew near, he shouted in such a way that if the residents of earth had heard him, it would have killed them instantly. O slave of Allah, he thundered, tell me who is your creator? What is your religion? Who was your prophet? What was your way of life? And what was your claim in the dunya? My tongue was frozen in fear. I didn't remember what to say. And there was no part of me that did not feel as if it abandoned me. But Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, son of mercy from him, held my heart together, and let my tongue move. So I replied, O slave of Allah, why do you scare me? I bore witness that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, and that Allah is my Lord, and Muhammad is my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Islam is my way, and the Quran is my book, and the Kaaba is my Qibla, and the believers are my brothers, and I bear witness that there is no God except Allah alone, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. This is what I claim, and this is what I'm on, and this is what I will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Now, Munkar replied, O slave of Allah, good news, you are safe. And he left. And Nakir appeared. His shout was louder and fiercer than that of Munkir, such that every fiber of my being froze as if stuck together. Give me your deeds, O slave of Allah. Again, I couldn't move. I was frozen. And I had no clue what to say. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued me from my fear and taught me what to say. O slave of Allah, I replied, have mercy upon me. I left the dunya bearing witness that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No partners has he. And that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. And that paradise is the truth, and the hell is the truth, and the straight way is the truth, and the scales are the truth, and the receipt of deeds is the truth, and the questioning angels are the truth, and the resurrection is the truth, and everything promised in the paradise is the truth. And everything promised in the punishment of the hellfire is the truth. And the day of judgment, there is no doubt about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the dead from the graves. O slave of Allah, replied the Kiyah, good news, you will be pleased. And you will receive the good. Just then, I felt what the bridegroom feels on his wedding night. And then Nakir opened a door at the side of my head to the paradise. And then opened a door at my feet to the fire. And he said, look at what you have earned of the garden. And look at what Allah saved you from of the fire. Then he closed the window to the fire and he left the window to Jannah open. And I began to feel its spirit and enjoy looking upon its delights. And he stretched my grave far beyond my sight. And this is how he left me. O Salman, radiallahu anhu, this is my status. And these are my chronicles of death. And I bear witness that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. And I bear witness that the taste of death lingers in my throat until the day of judgment. O people who hear my words, be wary of the day that you will be questioned. And with that, the man in the grave spoke no more. Salman radiallahu an turned to his companions and me, said Azbal radiallahu an, please put me down on the ground and hold me. And they did so. And he looked at the heavens and he said, O the one in whose hands is the dominion of everything and to him we return, who is the savior that is in no need of any salvation. I believe in you. And I followed your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in your book I placed my trust. What has come to me is what you promised, and you never break your promise. Please Take my soul into your mercy, and bless my end to be like the end of those whom you have honored. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah alone. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and his messenger. No sooner than the shahada left the lips of Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his soul. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, death awaits all of us. Each of us has his day. Each of us has his turn. Are you ready? Ready to be pulled away from your family and your parents? From your homes? From the dunya? Or are you too busy chasing the money and riding your desires, lusting for wealth and thinking the end is far away? Death is closer and awaits in ambush. Al-mawtu haqq. Death is the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is no more surprises after this khutbah. I pray Allah bless you, bless me to wake up. The good deeds, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they surround you, but they look hard. And the evil deeds tempt you, and they are so easy to come by. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, here we are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the house of mercy, in the house of blessings. Here we are, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with the opportunity to gain more. I pray Allah Ta'ala that this khutbah reminds you of what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اتَّقُ النَّارُ لَوْ بِشَقِ التَّمْرِ. Push away the fire. Push it away from you, even if it be with a piece of date. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is our day, this is our time, this is our moment. We pray Allah to bless us to last two more weeks to reach the gates of mercy, where if we have just a part of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in our heart, that we have said it once sincerely, that we have made it across the finish line, and inshallah ta'ala, we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guaranteeing us Jannah. But it's not promised. There is no guarantee that we reach that moment. But what is certain is that we will all face death. He will look us in our eye and we will lose our sight. He will look to our hearing and we won't be able to hear this dunya. And he will snatch the tongue out of our mouths. And that will be the end of us in this dunya. That will be the end of our good deeds. That will be the end of our opportunity to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, accept my repentance. Oh Allah, grant me your mercy. Oh Allah, accept this sadaqah. Oh Allah, accept this zakah from me. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this as I remind myself. We should be ashamed of ourselves and what we do before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we treat His house. And wallahi al-azim, I am embarrassed to continue to ask, But it is my duty to remind, and so I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as if the temperature you feel is not reminder enough. We are in need, and we are suffering. We are suffering how? From today? What all of us have done. We are suffering from one Muslim brother who we repeatedly asked to come, and now he will not answer his phone. He has treated this masjid as many of you treat this masjid. It's insignificant. And Allah will ask him about this. You let my servants swelter in my house. And he will ask you about this. You had the money and you did nothing. We can bear this heat, but we cannot bear the fire, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is tolerable. Whereas the fire put under your hand for a few seconds will feel like an eternity. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, we are not guaranteed the next breath. Invest wisely so that Allah SWT bless you to receive a lenient judgment and bless you to be amongst the righteous and raised with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I pray Allah Ta'ala that you pull before you are pulled. That you pull from your pockets generously before the death pulls you from your body and separates you from all that you coveted and thought precious and places you amongst those who await judgment. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا لمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.